Hello there, podcast aficionados. Welcome to the Credo Cast, where I, John Doherty, the founder of Credo, speak with marketing agency owners and consultants, as well as the occasional entrepreneur, of course, to dissect how they got started, what they wish they had done differently in building their business and career, and more. Really quick, what is Credo? Credo, getcredo.com, is a marketplace that connects businesses looking to grow their business with the right digital marketing agency or consultant for them. This is based off of their budget, types of services needed, and more. Finding an agency or consultant is hard, so Credo exists to make that easier. I saw my friends who own small businesses themselves hiring bad agencies or consultants and then having to spend even more money to fix those problems. So I started Credo. Every agency or consultant on the platform is vetted to the highest quality, so you can be sure that you're getting the best in the industry. So if you're a business looking to hire an agency or a consultant, or if you're an agency or consultant looking to get more clients, visit getcredo.com today to get started. I should also mention one of my favorite tools that I use to run my business as a solo entrepreneur. It's called Bench, bench.co. They take care of my bookkeeping for me. It's not often that someone raves about bookkeeping, but I actually look forward to my quarterly catch-ups with my bookkeeper. Bench is doing it right, and they make my life as a solo entrepreneur easier. So if you go to getcredo.com/bench, that's getcredo.com/bench, and sign up from there, you'll get your first month free. All right, on to the show.
Okay. This call is being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back once again to the Credo Cast Season 2, where I, John Doherty, the founder of Credo, dig into the lives, the backgrounds, the businesses of entrepreneurs focused on the digital marketing space. So today I have with me Sweta Patel, who is based in San Diego, where she runs her own digital marketing agency. I've been connected with her by some very smart people, some of whom have already been on the show this season. So I am happy to welcome Sweta to the show. So Sweta, welcome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started as an entrepreneur, and what your business does?
Thanks, John. So I got my start way back in when I was in college. I was about like 20 years old, and I wanted to make an impact, and I wanted to create something that was just going to serve others more so than go after to go to grad school and get my MBA. And therefore, I said, I'm going to build my own track record. And the way that I started was I wanted to build a community around young women, and my focus was mostly just getting them to a place where they had goals, they had a career they were seeking, and they wanted to be successful. So those were like the three criteria and I required. And of course, like after that, I had published books and I went on a book tour, and we sold 30,000 copies of the book, and the whole tour was called Pain to Victory, which allowed women to basically tell their story in using any form of art they wanted, and all these stories were displayed on a website, and people got to vote on them, and then one of the girls walked away with $20,000 in sponsorship money. And so that was really rewarding to me. At the same time, it kind of built my track record in marketing more so than any credibility I would have received from a degree. So I wanted to move forward with that. I started working with a lot of national brands, Islands Burgers, Oreo, Hershey's Kisses, a lot of B2C companies. And they basically, this allowed me to gain experience more so on the consumer side of marketing. But I wanted to also gain experience from the B2B side of marketing. And a lot of my friends were in the small business space, and they were always asking for my help. And I wouldn't know how to help them because I was working with really large companies. And it was a different sort of marketing approach within those companies. So I decided to help the small businesses with a university that I built around marketing, which essentially became known as Global Marketing Tactics, which consisted of all these different programs to help small businesses market on a no budget sort of level or on a shoestring budget and help them achieve their goals and bring in customers through their doors at the same time. And I did that for almost 5 years. I'm still doing it. I'm refining it and adding different services to it, where we actually do more of the one-on-one versus the university self-serve style. And so that approach has been working really well, and that's where we are today.
Okay, so there is a ton there. First of all, so you've been an entrepreneur since you were basically 20 years old, right? And you wrote a book. So you said this like it's no big deal, but that's a huge deal. You wrote a book that sold 30,000 copies. So tell me about the book and how you went about marketing that. I mean, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, so it was a combination of three books, and one of them
Wait,
was
wait, wait. So
primarily
you wrote three
free.
books.
Yes.
That's amazing. What were they?
One was called Watch Out Ladies, one was called Watch Out Dads, and the last one was called Watch Out Brides. I recently published another one called Video Profits, which is more along the lines of video marketing,
Okay.
with one of the startups I was working with. But those three books was where I started my career in marketing, and it was really to help young women, to help them with issues they had. I was kind of like the person that anybody could come and speak to and vent to all the time, and I kind of wanted to build a community around that. So I decided to write these books to help young women achieve their goals and know that they have a second chance at life despite anything that they've been through, whether it may be like even like domestic violence issues, abuse, and other issues that they may face with relationships and so forth.
So did this come out of something? And we don't have to get super personal here if you don't want, but did this come out of your own like personal experience? Like I often find that entrepreneurs that do that really do well, that really put their heart and soul into something, they start it from a note from like a a felt or a seen like personal need there. So what's kind of the what's the background to these books?
It was a lot of personal experience, a lot of research, just being able to visit domestic violent homes and visiting other women and seeing what they were going through. That had a huge impact with everything that I wrote about and how I would go about helping them. And then, of course, there's also the element of going to college and having friends and speaking to a lot of people in the sort of in the college space and understanding how they feel and understanding what's affecting them on a day-to-day basis, and really comes down to solving their problems. And that was the bulk of the book.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And so you've been on your own now for how many years?
Almost like 8, 9 years, nine
Eight,
years,
nine
almost
years.
10.
Okay. Amazing, amazing. So looking back over those years, like what are some of the lessons that you've learned, about marketing or business, from I guess from publishing the book, marketing the book, starting your own agency, all of these different things. What are some of the like the hard lessons learned and things that you tell other, people getting started or that are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur?
So one of the things I learned was it never serves you to start with a goal from a money perspective of like, hey, I want to make this much money, so I'm going to start this business, and this is how I'm going to make this much money. I always started these things just because my heart was in it and because I wanted to help other people and I wanted to be able to show them results and value and be able to change their lives. So it's the purpose behind what you're doing more so than the money that you're going to get from it. The other thing was during the time I was managing global marketing tactics, I saw that I had a huge hiring issue. I was hiring a lot of people to work, and I was hiring people quickly, and I was using the methodology of hire quickly, fire quickly sort of thing. And it didn't really play out too well for me because the people that I had hired weren't passionate about where they were. So I think that plays a huge role whenever you decide to do some hiring for anything, for any company, for anyone. And that's one of the things that was missing, and it also didn't result in the way that I guess I wanted the business to go in and the direction I wanted it to take early on. So I would really help in order to help others. I would say that, hey, if you do hire, take an approach that's more like learn by doing sort of thing. Get them on projects, have them do things for you prior to like assignments or things, and pay them for doing that just to see their work ethic, the type of work they hand you before you just hire somebody.
Totally. That absolutely makes sense. So did you, I mean, it sounds like you just learned that from, personal experience. Are there any like books or anything that you've read kind of along those same lines that helped you out?
Well, of course, like build the sell and great work and bring your team to the top. Those were the three books that really made an impact in the way that I thought about the business and how I wanted to scale it. And also another huge lesson I learned was really focusing on the revenue generating activities versus just like putting money into things that weren't going to scale. So every penny that we spent was focused towards a more of a revenue generation perspective, more so than, hey, let's have a huge holiday party and sure, everyone's going to have a good time, but it's not going to scale the business. So, yeah, that was another big lesson I had to learn as well.
Gotcha. No, those are super important lessons to learn. I recently finished Michael Gerber's The E-Myth Revisited, and now I'm reading Traction, and both of them talk about very similar things, which is why I asked that. I actually haven't heard of Built to Sell, so I just looked that up on Amazon, and I'll link to that in the episode notes to this episode. Very cool. So tell me about your current thing and some of the stuff you're working on, and some of the lessons you're learning right now, because sounds like you have a decent number of people, and you're a CEO, and making it all happen. So what are some of the things that you're dealing with at this point?
At this point, it's more about diversifying and seeing like which other industries I can get into. Because you never want to put like all your eggs in one basket. The other what another I guess impact that has been made was through a book I read called Rocket Fuel. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but
I have not, but I'm
it
looking it up
really
right now.
yeah it really changed my perspective around entrepreneurship. And there's always the integrator and there's always the visionary. And after reading this book, I realized that I was always more of the integrator in everything I did. And I would take the visionary's approach and totally run with it. But I feel like in order to really have a powerful business, both of them should be working together one-on-one. So that was a huge learning that I had when I was reading that book, and I realized that, wow, I need to find somebody that's more of the visionary type that would bring in the ideas into the business. And after reading the descriptions and taking the tests within this book, it totally changed the perspective around how I wanted to move forward with the business and also with the new services and working. Another thing I learned was like working remotely is more effective than having like a space and being able to pay, having to pay for that space and having people not wanting to work because they're not able to do, they don't have the autonomy to work at their own time. So that was a huge learning lesson for me because people would work from like 9 to 11 and then they would leave.
Oh, interesting.
And And then other times they would work from like 9 to 5, but after 3, you know, nobody did anything. They would like be on Facebook and things like that. So, I've been in both spots, and I think that, you know, being able to have that sort of autonomy makes a huge difference.
Totally. So do you have a mostly distributed workforce now?
Yes, all over the world.
So which countries? I see from your website that you have multiple, multiple like official offices, but where are people in your company located around the world?
But mostly in like London. There's some in Florida, in the US, and then there's a few of them in Vancouver as well.
Okay. And are these all full-time employees? Wow, fantastic. So how many employees do you currently have? Okay. That's awesome. So what are you most looking forward to in in the next year? How are you trying to grow your company, and how are you going to go about doing that?
I'm definitely thinking about with these new added services, it's going to bring in different types of people, different types of customers. So by taking a whole different direction and segmenting our approach that we've always taken, I mean, because for the last 8 years we've been targeting the same people and it's kind of been fatiguing. And it's reached a point where it's like total fatigue. So, by entering different markets and by getting new experiences, new knowledge around different types of industries is going to make a difference. And also hiring more people on the in the inside sales would definitely help as well.
Got it. And so that's kind of the diversification that you talked about as well, not just focusing on one, but looking at multiple verticals, multiple industries, that sort of thing.
Exactly, yes.
Very cool. So two more questions for you. The first one is, I mean, when you started, writing books and such at the age of 20 and moved on, I mean, that's in my experience, that kind of thing starts as like, oh, this would be fun. I think I'll, try to write a book. And I've started writing like 4 books, and they're all sitting somewhere. And some, I've never even reached a complete first draft. But you've written 4. So when you were writing your first one, at what point did you say like, okay, like this thing's actually like, gonna work, and I'm actually happy like working for myself? How long did that take?
It was about 2 years because, like, after I wrote those books, like, I had to get them edited, and that was like a whole process in itself. And then
Did you
there were
self-publish?
several points. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then all the publishers that we were looking at had all these other requirements where they wanted to take ownership of the books and they were wanted to totally edit them in their own way. And I was opposed to that because I thought it would take out the meaning of the books from my perspective. They wouldn't be authentic anymore. So I decided to just self-publish them and take my own sort of marketing approach. I wasn't also happy with the marketing approach that the publishers wanted to take because it wasn't resonating with the books and the people that we wanted to go after. It was more of a generic approach. So that's why I decided to self-publish. It was much easier. But there were several points where I was like, should I just like not do this anymore? Should I just give up? It's a lot of work because you're every day, it's like my day was I was living a very recluse lifestyle, and I would constantly be researching, writing, and maybe working out. That was like my whole schedule for an entire day for almost 2 years.
Wow. And so how did you, and first of all, I mean, I think that's an extremely common feeling, right? Where you hit a point where it's like it's really hard and you're like, oh man, I should just give up. I mean, I think every entrepreneur that's listening to this, I'm sure is nodding their head. I'm nodding my head, right? But hearing that it's taken that really took you 2 years to say like, okay, this thing is going to work, like that seems pretty realistic for a lot of entrepreneurs. I think that's really a really good word there. And so how did you push through that? What kept you going?
So one of the things that I did was I considered taking like I just considered reflecting every day and reevaluating just like my goals and where I wanted to be with it in a couple years from now. I was constantly asking for feedback, so I would go to coffee shops and meet with people and just ask for their feedback without letting them know that, hey, I'm working on this project on the side and taking most of my time. I just wanted to see like what they thought of it and if they would participate or if they something that piqued their interest before I even continued. And that served as a big motivator because I got a lot of great feedback. People were like, yeah, we want to be a part of this and we want to know everything that you're doing with it. And so like I was already building this sort of list as I was writing, which totally motivated me to keep going with it and to the finish line. But it was if I didn't get that sort of qualitative feedback, I would have probably stopped in the middle of somewhere and just never decided to like start back up again and gave up completely.
Yeah, so it was really like getting out of the house, getting out of your own mind, and going and getting that feedback from others.
Exactly. And that feedback makes a huge difference. Just because like you're speaking to people who are going to be your purchasers, you know, and you're
Right.
validating your product.
Totally. And so, real quick, how do you find those, first users? Like once you published, I mean, obviously you're a professional marketer now, but I assume you were not then. So how'd you like what was the first book sale you made?
What was the it was with a doctor actually, and she was in her 40s, and she was coming to all these events that I had, and she wanted to just understand, like she was like, oh, how can somebody like at first what piqued her interest was that I was so young and I wanted to inspire people so in a different way, and she was like, oh, I don't know what you're working on, but I just want to come to your events. And then she really found out, like she's like, wow, like you can help my patients, you can help me, like I want to be reading these books. And so she ordered 12 books
Wow.
for her facility that she had, and that was the first sale.
Wow, very cool. So it wasn't one book, it was 12 books. That's a quite a bang to start
Wow.
with.
Exactly.
Very, very cool. So final question for you, and I love asking this question because I get such varied answers to it. Sounds like you've been working for yourself basically your whole career now. What would it take at this point to get you to go work for somebody else?
A lot.
A
Maybe
lot.
too much. More than they can offer, let's just say that.
So is it money? Is it ownership? Like what are some of the things that would like absolutely have to be there?
Autonomy, no hierarchy, really focusing on because I think hierarchy creates this sort of effect between people where it's like, oh, it's more of this like this one of the other things that I would probably not want to opt in for. And the biggest thing, of course, is having autonomy, having flexibility within anything, but and not having to have like set standards. It's more about action and being able to scale fast because those are the types of environments that I usually thrive in.
Got it. Awesome. Great answer. Well, Shweta, thank you so much for being on the CredoCast. I have really enjoyed this conversation with you. People are listening that want to get in contact with you or read more about your business and what you're doing. I'm going to link to the resources that you've shared. You've actually shared a bunch that I have not heard of, so I will definitely link to those in the show notes. But where can people find you online?
Great. Globalmarketingtactics.com. Also, LinkedIn is a great place. My username is linkedin.com, INSpeaks, And then otherwise, send me an email. I love answering questions and hearing people's feedback. And yeah, so you can email me at Sweta, SWETA, at globalmarketingtactics.com.
Fantastic. Well, Sweta, thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it. And have a great rest of 2017.
Thanks, you too.
All righty.
Okay.